Drill 2. Nick went camping last weekend. Listen to him talk about his trip. You will hear the recording twice. The first time, just listen and look at the pictures in your book. The second time, number the pictures in the order in which Nick talks about what he did. You will number only 5 of the 6 pictures.
I don't know why I decided to go camping last weekend. I guess it was because I had had a couple of very tiring and stressful weeks at the office, and I just wanted to get away for a while. Well, anyway, during the week, I made a reservation at a campsite in the mountains, about 50 miles from where I live. On Friday evening after work, I loaded my car with everything I thought I would need, and I was on my way. Things started to go wrong right from the start. When I was about 10 miles out of the city, I got a flat tire. It took me ages to put on the spare, but finally I did it, and off I went again. By the time I got to the campsite, it was after dark. The park ranger told me that no reservation had been made and that I wouldn't be able to stay at the park. After begging him for over an hour, he finally allowed me to put up my tent in a remote corner of the campsite. By then, I was really tired, so I decided to get a good night's sleep. In the middle of the night, I was awakened by the sound of someone or something walking around outside. As I have never claimed to be especially brave, I didn't dare to go out. However, from inside the tent, I could figure out that there was a very large bear outside. I knew that the worst thing I could do was to panic. So I just sat inside the tent and stayed very quiet until the bear went away. The next morning, I decided I would go fishing. What better way to relax and forget all my worries? I took out my rod and reel and got ready for a pleasant day's fishing. I heard the thunder just as I got to the river, and soon after I had started fishing, the rain came. It rained and rained all day. Perhaps a more experienced outdoorsman wouldn't have given up, but I did. I had had enough. I don't know why I decided to go camping last weekend. I guess it was because I had had a couple of very tiring and stressful weeks at the office, and I just wanted to get away for a while. Well, anyway, during the week, I made a reservation at a campsite in the mountains, about 50 miles from where I live. On Friday evening after work, I loaded my car with everything I thought I would need, and I was on my way. Things started to go wrong right from the start. When I was about 10 miles out of the city, I got a flat tire. It took me ages to put on the spare, but finally I did it, and off I went again. By the time I got to the campsite, it was after dark. The park ranger told me that no reservation had been made and that I wouldn't be able to stay at the park. After begging him for over an hour, he finally allowed me to put up my tent in a remote corner of the campsite. By then, I was really tired, so I decided to get a good night's sleep. In the middle of the night, I was awakened by the sound of someone or something walking around outside. As I have never claimed to be especially brave, I didn't dare to go out. However, from inside the tent, I could figure out that there was a very large bear outside. I knew that the worst thing I could do was to panic. So I just sat inside the tent and stayed very quiet until the bear went away. The next morning, I decided I would go fishing. What better way to relax and forget all my worries? I took out my rod and reel and got ready for a pleasant day's fishing. I heard the thunder just as I got to the river, and soon after I had started fishing, the rain came. It rained and rained all day. Perhaps a more experienced outdoorsman wouldn't have given up, but I did. I had had enough.
Check your answers in the key at the end of your LCP book.